This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, I explained the etymology of the Greek word translated trial in verse 2 and 12, and temptation in verse 13 in James 1. A trial is designed by God to affirm you are mature enough to be victorious when tested. That answers the question we often raise when faced by trials. Why does God allow this? James answers this in verses 3 through 4. You know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. God never tests you beyond what you are able to endure. By enduring the test, He will use the experience to strengthen and mature you. This is a lifelong process. James 1:13 says temptation doesn't come from God. It is a test to see whether you will choose good or bad, right over wrong, or to see whether you will resist the bad. It happens when confronted by anything your sinful nature wants in an unhealthy or wrong way. Verse 14 says, each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he is dragged away and enticed. We're the culprits in temptation. It's our evil desire that pulls us in the wrong direction. When we choose to respond to the temptation, it's as though conception takes place. We might not see the destructive consequences immediately, but in time, verse 15 says, sin is born, and when sin is full grown, death results. Don't be deceived by blaming others. You don't have to succumb to your own evil desires. Paul said the same thing in 1 Corinthians 10:13. Check it out.